Hi there, and welcome to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey, I'm a reporter with TXF, and I'll be taking you through the headlines for this week in export and commodity finance. Now, beginning with new features and articles at txfnews.com, you can find a piece on buoyant ECA volumes in the cruise ship industry based on TXF Intelligence's data. Now, on to export and project finance this week. Sponsors of Qatar's Ras Laffan petrochemical project have reached financial close on a $7 billion ECA-backed loan. The 18-year deal features a mix of commercial banks, Islamic lenders and ECAs, including SACE and Kexim. Upon completion, the facility will become the largest ethane cracker in the Middle East and one of the largest in the world. Elsewhere, Ditto Telecommunity Corporation has secured $3.9 billion in ECA-backed financing. Bank of China and ING led the syndication, with Sinosure offering commercial and political risk cover in what is Sinosure's largest ever commercial loan in terms of volume. The financing will support connectivity in the Philippines as demand for faster and more secure 4G and 5G technology ramps up. The European Commission will soon release new proposals aimed at boosting investment in Europe's power grid. EU funding will be made available for dozens of projects, and a new Projects of Common Interest status will be designated specifically for key electricity facilities. Much of this work will involve further collaboration with both the EIB and Europe's export credit agencies. Kexim has raised $800 million via a syndicated loan that will go towards measures designed to support SMEs in Korea. Mizuho acted as the sole manager for the loan, with a total of 14 banks participating. The facility is comprised of a three-year $300 million loan and a five-year $500 million loan. The SME support will arrive in the form of a new social loan that contributes to job creation. In commodities and trade, Vitol will provide a three-year $90 million debt facility to Australian Pacific Coal and Tetra Resources that will cover all remaining capital expenditure for the upcoming restart at New South Wales' Dartbrook coal mine. In return, Vitol has secured marketing rights through a coal supply deal. Dartbrook has operated under care and maintenance since 2007, but its peak permitted capacity during the 1990s was as high as 6 million tonnes per annum. Mercuria has secured a $3 billion one-year borrowing base facility in North America. It was oversubscribed by more than $500 million after launching in August before being scaled back. Societe Generale, MUFG, Natixis, Rabobank, SMBC and ING acted as joint lead arrangers. Ecograph appears to have secured $105 million in support from the German government for the Ipanko graphite project in Tanzania. The company states that it has met the eligibility criteria for Germany's untied loan guarantee scheme with the support of KfW IPEX, which incentivizes the development of projects that can provide new supplies of critical minerals for German industry. China has since imposed controls on the export of its own graphite supplies as of December 1st. Finally, 6-1 Commodities has expanded its one-year borrowing base facility to $700 million. The deal was oversubscribed and now features a $300 million accordion feature. The natural gas and power trader will use the financing to expand its growing physical asset portfolio. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Thanks for listening.